Good morning, everyone. Hope you're well. It's Tom from Tommelier here for your fortnightly look into the world of wine. Now, this week, we're going to be focusing on South African wine. And the reason for that is very simple. Due to the coronavirus pandemic going on in South Africa at the moment, the government have taken the decision to stop all sales of alcohol, whether that be beer, wine or spirits. Now, that's obviously had a really detrimental effect on the South African wine industry because they do rely on those domestic sales to stay afloat. So what we're trying to do, and a lot of other wine professionals are trying to do, is raise the profile of South African wines and get everyone buying a bottle of South African in their weekly wine shop. So what I'm going to do today is talk about some key South African styles and pick out two or three brilliant wines from these different styles that are widely available in the supermarkets. Now, South Africa has a real rich history of winemaking. Grapes were first taken over there in the 17th century when the Dutch landed down in Cape Town. It was only a matter of years after that landing they started planting commercial vineyards. There's a lot of historical stories about Napoleon's favourite wine being a really famous sweet wine from South Africa called Vander Constans. Now, traditionally, those grapes that have grown in South Africa do have a bit of French heritage, and that is definitely the case with the white wine we're going to look at today. So white wine in South Africa is dominated by the grape Chenin Blanc. Traditionally from the Loire Valley on the west coast of France, it's made a real name for itself in a new and unique style, growing in that warmer, sunnier, almost drought-like conditions in South Africa. The wine I've got to talk to you today is the Ken Forrester All Weather Chenin, and that is available from Sainsbury's for about £7, I think, at the moment on offer, £9 full price. Now, Ken Forrester is the real flagship of Chenin Blanc in South Africa, and their top wine, the FMC, is widely considered to be the best example of South African Chenin Blanc there is, and it does command top dollar. So to get a Ken Forrester wine for sub £10 is a really, really good little treat. It's well worth seeking out to try this unique style. And that's what I've got for you today to taste myself. So get that one open, screw cap, as we can see. Now, your typical flavours in Chenin Blanc are apple. Apple is the key thing you look for, and you should expect in most Chenins from France and also from South Africa. Now, depending on the climate it's grown in, you'll pick up one or two other flavours. So let's give this a bit of a swill in the glass. Yeah, straight away you could get a huge waft of almost yellow apple coming out of the glass. And a slight little honeyed note as well, and a touch of pineapple. It's medium bodied, so it's not as light as maybe a Sauvignon Blanc or Pinot Grigio, but not as full bodied as sort of your rich oaky Chardonnays. There's a real depth of flavour in there, and you do get that appley note with that almost tropical edge coming through to it as well. Really like that wine. For £7, I think that offers a lot of depth of flavour and complexity. Perfectly enjoyable. And I think you get that nicely chilled, and you can quite happily sit in your sun, in your garden in the sun, pretend you're on safari in South Africa, spotting the big five maybe out in your back garden, or a neighbourhood cat, whichever you've got. So that was the all-weather Chenin Blanc from Sainsbury's. Now, the flagship red wine of South Africa is slightly different because it's not a grape that is grown elsewhere in the world. In fact, I've not really come across it outside of South Africa. And it was actually created in South Africa in the 1920s. And that grape is Pinotage. And it was created by crossing Pinot Noir, which I spoke about before on this show, and another grape variety called Sanso, which was planted up in South Africa to be a sort of a real workhorse grape. They use it a lot in domestic brandy production and to make mass-produced field wines. And in the 20s, they were experimenting and wanted to try and get the nuances and the quality of Pinot Noir with the durability of the Sanso grape. So they blended them together, well, didn't blend, they crossed them together to create this new grape. Now, this new grape took on a world of its own, and it offers different qualities and different styles to both Pinot Noir and Sanso. So your typical Pinotage has a smoky, earthy, chocolatey quality. It's a real love-it or hate-it grape in the wine world. Some people don't like its modern history and think it's a bit bland and a bit ordinary. Some people think you can offer wines of great quality, and I'm sitting in that latter boat person. I think there's some really good examples of Pinotages out there. And the wine I've picked up for you today comes from Morrison's and is part of their The Best range, and it is Morrison's The Best Pinotage. It's made by a small winery in an area of western South Africa called Swartland, which is a real base of winemaking knowledge and expertise. That's home to some really old vines that have been planted there and left to grow gnarly and aged and withered for maybe up to 100 years or so. And there's a lot of experimentation and modern winemaking thinking going on in Swartland. So if you're looking for value for money in your South African wine, Swartland is definitely a place to look for. In the glass, there's lovely deep purple colour. And in the mouth, lots of blackcurrant, plummy notes, that chocolatey smokiness, which is really, really typical of both South African wines and the grape as a whole. And that comes in at £6.75. If you've not tried Pinotage, I'll probably go to Morrison's and grab this bottle as your perfect example to try to see what it's all about. Now, our final wine tonight, you might have seen on our social media last night, as Matt did, a live tasting of it. If you didn't see it, you can still catch up now. Just head over to our Instagram account and watch him talk about it in more detail. And the wine he chose was the Rustenburg Straw Wine. Now, this is a dessert wine, and it's made predominantly from the Chenin Blanc grape. Now, what they do to make it into a dessert wine is they pick the grapes, and they leave them to dry on straw mats for a couple of months or so. That process of drying them out strips away some of the moisture and concentrates the natural sugars in the grape, natural acidities and natural flavours, which means when they eventually turn it into wine, it's a really concentrated, slightly sweeter version of what the dry wine would be. So when you taste this, you get a real sort of honeyed, candied fruit flavours, a lot of almost dried mango, that tropical mango flavour you can pick up and use new muesli and things like that. It's a real delicious wine, wonderful with cheese or with a fruit tart in the summer. Now again, wine's quite widely available. You can pick this both up in Majestic Wine and Waitrose for sort of £10 to £12-ish. So I hope that's given you some food for thought. I hope maybe you feel excited to go out there and try some South African wines and support the South African wine industry in this difficult time for them. If you want any more information about what we do, please check out our website, tommelier.co.uk. We're available to host wine tasting events throughout the Midlands. So if you want to get in touch, please do. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone. Thank you. Bye.